What's good about it? Fairness, justice and equality are inextricably linked to the ecological crisis. Our priorities need to be renewable, sustainable, circular, regenerative, restorative and fair. None of the first five will work if it isn't fair. So we need a just, transition-based equality, not just new technologies and environmental policies. We need new measures of progress, purpose-led companies, more intelligent finance, including a transition war chest, a switch in subsidies, transition plans for priority sectors, fairer incentives for sustainable consumption, the upholding of rights to a clean and healthy environment, use of the law to protect future generations, and joined-up policies. All of this boils down to the need for action at all levels. This is the notion of thrivalism, a system that meets the needs of people thriving on a living planet rather than consuming more and more without consideration for the biosphere or how the benefits of progress are shared. One Vox Pop survey asked people their understanding of the word biodiversity, and the most common answer was some kind of washing powder. The Gini coefficient, named after the Italian sociologist Corrado Gini in 1912, shows the degree of inequality in countries. It gradually decreased through most of the 20th century, but the trend reversed in the 1980s and has been getting worse ever since. This is the opposite of progress, and we have taken a step back by a century. In free markets, wealth hasn't trickled down, it has trickled up. It took until 1995 for Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Pollution to set up an initiative called Factory Watch, which assessed the level of pollution from industrial complexes in the UK. The data was shocking, but led to a reduction of 48% of the cancer-causing emissions between 1998 and 2002. Media and social media do a lot of framing, and the difference comes down to a distinction between freedom to and freedom from. As well as freedom to, what about the importance of freedom from misinformation, pollution, or the consequences of climate change? In a world full of data, wisdom has become surprisingly scarce. What do you have to watch? Not much. This is a thorough review of all the issues and full of well-researched analysis and suggestions for action.